Following months of intense public criticism, Unalaska's mayor is now facing a recall effort. Frank Kelty has denied allegations that he interfered with the former city manager or forced his resignation. But as KUCB's Laura Craigle reports, the recall petition isn't centered on recent clashes at City Hall. Instead, it accuses the mayor of backroom dealings regarding the city dock.
The recall petition charges Mayor Frank Kelty with one count of misconduct, attempting to sole source land use agreements for the Unalaska Marine Center positions 5 through 7. In other words, Kelty is accused of giving one company an unfair first crack at a preferential use agreement, rather than letting the city open a public bidding process as required by municipal code. But the mayor says it's not true.
Totally false. Everyone knows that the city manager handles negotiations on things like that.
Recently, however, the trajectory of those negotiations has been unclear. Since the city reopened a long-standing debate on dock usage, the city manager has resigned and half the city council has been voted out of office. The council has also revoked its own directive authorizing negotiations after receiving legal advice from the city attorney, and the matter has not gone out to bid. Kelty has been a vocal supporter of renewing Matson's lapse contract, and he admits to meeting with the private shipping company. But the mayor says those meetings are part of an ongoing working relationship, not evidence of an illegal deal.
Naturally, I would take a meeting with Matson, who is a major revenue producer for the city and provides jobs, talk to them and hear their concerns. But I've been in no meetings when there was negotiations going on.
KUCB has filed a public records request for the mayor's emails regarding dock agreements, but Kelty says the effort to recall him from office is really about something else.
I think it's carryover from the Martinson issue.
Dave Martinson resigned as city manager in September, citing long-term tension with the council and mayor. The Unalaskans leading the recall push acknowledge that is a factor. Ryan Burke is the petition's primary contact.
The public, in my opinion, has lost faith in the mayor in general. All of this stemming, obviously, from the departure of Dave Martinson. His relationship with the mayor kind of crumbled his wanting to stay here.
Burke says he and 9 co-sponsors are now circulating petitions around the island. They have until December 22nd to gather 168 signatures.
We're getting there. You know, we're all collecting these signatures to hopefully bring this to a vote here very soon.
If they succeed, City Clerk Margie Veeder will schedule a recall election no later than 75 days after signatures are verified. She says voters would be able to recall the mayor with a simple majority. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.